Welcome to the ISSA blog. For more fitness-related content, be sure to visit issaonline.com/blog, where we publish articles daily.
Try these exercises to improve anaerobic endurance. When most people think about working out, they probably picture an aerobic workout. A long, slow jog on the treadmill, 30 minutes on the bike, a session with light weights and a lot of repetitions, or a group fitness class with medium to low intensity. As a trainer, it's important for you to teach clients the difference between these important aerobic workouts and equally important anaerobic workouts. For maximum fitness and health benefits, clients need to engage in both types. We'll help you out by providing some information you can share with clients, the benefits of anaerobic exercise, and some workout ideas for improving anaerobic endurance. Anaerobic versus aerobic exercise. First, make sure your clients understand what anaerobic means. The easy answer is that anaerobic means with oxygen, and anaerobic means without oxygen. But your clients will need you to break it down a little more. Aerobic exercise uses oxygen for energy. When you're engaging in aerobic activity, the body uses oxygen to supply energy. There's no need for energy from anywhere else. As you exercise this way, your heart rate goes up and you begin breathing more heavily to get oxygen to muscles for aerobic energy production. Lower intensity, slower paced endurance activities like running, cycling, and low intensity strength training are aerobic. These workouts are beneficial in many ways. An important benefit is that aerobic exercise burns fat, so it can help change body composition and with weight loss. Anaerobic activity kicks in when oxygen isn't enough. When you push your body to a higher intensity, it gets to the point that the anaerobic system of using oxygen to generate energy just isn't adequate. At this point, your muscles switch to an anaerobic energy system. Anaerobic exercise uses glucose, not oxygen, to produce energy. Muscles store a small amount of glucose to provide short bursts of energy for intense activities. Glucose is metabolized in a process called glycolysis, which does not require oxygen. Glycolysis also results in the production of lactic acid. It's the buildup of this chemical and hydrogen ions in the muscle that creates fatigue and the burning sensation we're all familiar with when you get to working really hard. This is what limits the time you can engage in anaerobic exercise. But with proper training, you can better tolerate lactic acid buildup and hydrogen ion buildup to improve anaerobic endurance. The benefits of anaerobic workouts. Anyone new to these kinds of exercises will find that they burn out quickly. They can only give short bursts of lifting a heavy weight or sprinting before the lactic acid and hydrogen ion buildup becomes too much and a break becomes necessary. One very important benefit of building more anaerobic workouts into your clients' workout schedules is that it increases this type of endurance. With practice, they'll be able to better tolerate the lactic acid and hydrogen ions and endure longer. Here are some other reasons anaerobic exercises are important. Exercises to improve anaerobic endurance also build strength. Endurance is important, but anaerobic exercises also develop muscle strength and power. In contrast to aerobic exercises, which lead to more slow twitch muscle fibers, anaerobic exercises build up fast twitch fibers. These are the fibers of power and strength. They also increase the size of muscles, leading to hypertrophy. Anaerobic exercise is important for weight loss and maintenance. By helping the body build more lean muscle, anaerobic workouts boost metabolism. This, in turn, promotes weight loss or healthy weight maintenance. The high-intensity workouts needed to trigger the anaerobic system also increase calorie burn long after the session is done. Anaerobic workouts strengthen bones. An important health benefit of these exercises is that they improve bone health. Anaerobic workouts increase bone density and strength, which reduces injury risk and lowers the risk of developing osteoporosis. Fight fatigue with anaerobic workouts. These workouts are tough, but the payouts are important, including giving you more energy overall. By increasing anaerobic endurance, you improve the capacity for storing glycogen, the source of glucose your muscles need to work. 10 exercises to improve anaerobic endurance. Any high-intensity, shorter workout that involves quick bursts of energy and activity will trigger the anaerobic system and build endurance. Make sure you ease beginning and intermediate clients into these workouts. Anaerobic exercise is intense and challenging. Start slower with clients as needed and also make sure they have a good level of aerobic fitness before beginning these workouts. Sprints. Sprinting is not just for 100-meter runners. This is a fun way to work on anaerobic fitness and to change muscle composition. For a truly anaerobic running workout, you need to really sprint, running all out at your fastest pace. That means the sprint workout will involve short distances. If you have access to a track, sprints of 50, 100, or 200 meters with walking or jogging recovery in between is a great anaerobic workout. Running some hill sprints outdoors is also a good way to change up this kind of workout. Start with shorter distances and fewer reps for your beginner clients and work up to tougher workouts. HIIT workouts. A good sprint session is a type of high-intensity interval training, or HIIT. If your clients don't like running or you want to introduce more variety, use any type of cardio activity in a HIIT format for an anaerobic workout. A good general pattern for these workouts is to complete the exercise at about 90% of maximum heart rate for 10 to 15 seconds, followed by 30 to 60 seconds of recovery. Cycling, running, and rowing are all good activities for HIIT workouts. Plyometrics. Plyometric training is often used for power development, but it can also be a great anaerobic workout. Plyo moves done at high intensity and that get the heart rate up to 80 or 90% of the maximum can also serve as a HIIT workout. For beginner clients, you can ease into plyometric workouts with jump roping. This is a great way to start conditioning the body and preparing the joints for jumps and landings used in plyo, not to mention practicing coordination to avoid injuries. Here are some plyometric moves you can build into a tough anaerobic workout. Squat jumps. Start with just a few and allow beginner clients to rest a second or two in between jumps. For more advanced clients, do more jumps with no hesitation between each one. Lunge jumps. Only slightly more difficult is jumping between lunges. Progress your clients from jumping squats to jumping lunges. Box jumps. For intermediate and advanced clients, bring in the box. You can start small and work up to higher boxes, jumping onto it, quickly off, and back up again. Add in one-leg jumps to progress as well. Low hurdles. Use low hurdles to do a series of jumps, progressing from pauses to no pauses between jumps. You can also use low hurdles to do lateral jumps. Weightlifting. All of your clients should be doing strength training regularly, but there are some important factors to consider in making lifting more anaerobic. Essentially, you need your clients to lift heavier, more challenging weights to get into the anaerobic zones. If you have those who like to do a lot of reps with a little weight, push them to do fewer reps with bigger weights. You don't have to spend a lot of time on this for it to be effective. A 30-minute session that hits all of the major muscle groups with challenging weight can be a great anaerobic workout and will improve endurance over time. Varying your clients' workouts is always a good idea, and focusing at least once a week on anaerobic exercises will bring them serious results. Because these workouts are so intense and challenging, it's especially important to get clients warmed up first and to ease them into specific exercises. Progress as they get fitter and more confident. Are you a trainer yet? If you're interested in becoming one, check out the ISSA's personal training course online. Learn more about exercise and health and how you can help others achieve their fitness goals.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this content, feel free to check out our other fitness-related articles at issaonline.com/blog.